mitzvah kiyumis. A mitzvah kiyumis is an obligatory mitzvah. A person must hear shofar and Rosh Hashanah. No ands, no ifs. Thank you. live. You have to live in 6 or 7 days. How you live is like, you may say, yes, a person could leave his house in 7 days straight. We saw the Gemara at Zion, and the Gnome on Dora were in the Ether. They weren't in the city in 7 days straight. They could go busy grazing their sheep, whatever they were doing. That's true. That's an exception. That's an exception. The rule is you don't live in the house. Yes.
So too, when you leave your sukkah, your sukkah is still your sukkah.
It's hard for me to be in the house if it's raining on time.
Well, I don't know if you're going to work. Like, you leave your house, but your house is still your house even when you're at work. So if you're just saying that it's just a general rule of teshuva, that even when you're not in the sukkah, you should still get a kiyum, as long as you're treating it like you treat your house.
I hear. You're doing the right thing, but I'm not saying you're getting a discipline, sir. Yes?
This puts me into, the way that Rashi phrases it, the whole concept of the Bobby putting sukkahs up when you work, because if it's not a heel, it's only if your tadur is in the house. In work, it's if you're putting yourself.
We spoke about this later, but how can you rock? Yoshmech and Leos, those in the stores, in the store, go up to the van, to the next door, to the shop. suka v'chom achshir et ochen ez on Shabbos.
According to Rabbi Eliezer, right, about the sukkah,
right.
He's also the one who says you have to eat 14 meals in the sukkah, though. So it could be that with fleshy tassel, as in, it doesn't necessarily have to be that.
Very good.
It's a time.
Against the Chassam Sofer, against the Pushkin Shah, the Rajma. Wow. like I mean, no, no, in a love mishnah begin, in a chaklah, is that pshut? Here, mitzvah aveiro, and yotze, atam the kodesh baruch in a rotz of the kach, lo the rotz of the fun of us, the nigga yasuk and tegur. So Rat says, shumzay shayim, shaper, lomar, layotze yodeh ha mitzvah. He said, in a rotz of that baruch is baruch.
Thank you.
Pesach and Sukkah, Yotze Yedechol for the first night, Moshe Yotze Vachilas and Makazay Asmat. Ava Bekom Bekom, Chayev Lechol Ol Pas, Babayis. Shebuchol Suyos Yom Tov, Chol Lechol Yosef Mikvetz Pas. Ela Shebuchol and Sukkah, Shaza Geshem, Ein Chol Lechol Yosef Mikvetz Pas. I feel a shalom, which has a gesher. Maybe you're to lechol, kazayas, and sukkah. Kabayas, and mitzvot tzemes, toch habayas, or shus biyado. Unbelievable. The first night of sukkah, he says, there's no rain. Kazayas, and sukkah. Sukkah's enough. Makes the bar. Compares to the matzah. You need a kabayas, and no war in the house. Of course, everything's Meshubach. This is quoted over here by the Mekorei Kodesh. He claims this goes against the Yesod, which we spoke about as Tzemes. We had said if you eat your regular meal in the Sukkah, even water has to be in the Sukkah. You can't go out and just take a sip of water. So it says, Ochlim Meshos. It means that you may not drink even a cup of water if you're eating an achilas kefir. So the Mekorei Kodesh claims that this citation from the Alter Rebbe is against that. Why? Why is it against that? And we use lashon. Sham, lo achal b'sukkah k'mitza. Now the kazayis b'sukkah, lo b'chos, v'achakach achal b'chos b'kibayitza b'bayis. That may be different. In other words, Shulchan Aruch Harav is not a really good rhyme. That's what the grandson says. The grandfather of Chinas of Frank says, is it right? The grandson of Yosef Cohen, grandson of the law, says, maybe it's not a rhyme. He never ate a food. If you eat more than the kibbutz in the sukkah, then every drink of water is included in the kevah. Here, you're not. And do it. Then do it. Now, you're saying, yes?
Is it, I mean, both the speakers are completely different environments and audiences. Shulchan Aruch is talking about where it was cold and the not raining during that season was the
Tosis. Says Rashi, the achar shesilek, after you move away the bread, your view parparos umadanet lefanet paris. We just said before, if you have a whole meal, the paris are also chayv. The answer is no. You took away the bread. Once you take away the bread, you didn't mention. Say you mentioned. This question of what's Minei Targima. Tosu says, quotes Rashi, that Minei Targima is fruits. Tosu says it's impossible. It's against the Gemara Yuma that I attest. Fruits don't require a sukkah. So what is it? Tosu Medag. What did the Rosh say? Mizonos. Three sheep. And Paris. Tosfos talks about Shalashunas, which we're going to go into now. The same three sheets of quote in Shemara, which is Aniyah, Shalashunas. Some say it's enough to have Mizonos, some say it's enough to have meat or fish, some say it's enough to have food. And we pass it's better to have Chal, pass Mamish. But this appears, Rabbi Osai, elsewhere as well. Sechem Sochem.
Also related to the machlokas, whether you have to make a bracha on dessert. Like, if you have to make a bracha on dessert, then it's a separate thing, which means you could probably eat outside of sukkah. But if you don't make a bracha, then presumably you consider it part of the meal.
I don't think it depends on that. That's a good question. Watch this. Let's say you have a bracha on dessert. You Paris Upasar below Lechem. It's gone. Like his grandfather Rashi. Even Paris. I mean, it's like even Upasar also. It also includes Paris. Meal is going to and said to be chayim and sukkah. So it's chayim and sukkah to make up for that person that you missed. All the terrible lessons of it. What happens on Shabbos and Yom Tov? Shabbos and Yom Tov. Can we review a few minutes? Let's open up, open the Mishnah before it says. What dessert? Paris? That's like Rashi. Paris, you wouldn't call the scientist.
Rashi would be black bread.
Take a look. What about Shabbos and Yom Tov? Is it a different halachic status? Let's go slow. Fresh lamb test. Mishnah Berurah. See what it says. Also, Rabbi Yehuda Cohen said in the Jubasa, "Nachilas haroi the Shabbos v'yomtiv, afilu shtiya kashiva kikavia, whole of other koveis dosal yai." And the Jubas found on me, "You shtiya." Matter of fact. Rambam says is against the Gemara. It's against the Gemara. Why? Take a look at the Gemara. Chavavam and Pris. Chavavam and Pris, please. First Gemara after the Mishnah. Ma'isel this star. Rashi. Derech Madarim Avi Achad Reim. Ma'isel this star. The Reim. The Katani Reisha. Ochlin Beshos Naroi Chutzusuga. Or maybe Ma'isa. Lutimas Tavshol. Tzarech Suga. Frank Eli Rabba. It's no kasha. Oh, but Shabbos v'yantiv. Shabbos v'yantiv, you have to see the sukkah no matter what. That's an excellent question. Can I show that to you? Can you really around with my show to see which way I find it? There is a yotze the mitzvah of Sukkot Shabbos Yontif. He says, some people can say that you need a kibbutz. We saw before in Alperet. Unfortunately, Kuri Yaakov is incorrect. He didn't have the original. He didn't have the Shibbol HaLeket. Rabbi Ravita is quoted here in Shar Tshuva. Take a look at Shar Tshuva. He's quoted. righteousness. The end of the Mishnah made off. He fell asleep out of the sukkah. Miyad kashiyok, it's tzorach le'elach l'sukkah. You have to go right away into the sukkah. Okay. Right. How do you know? A feel of yardim shabbat of paskut tzorach le'elach l'sukkah. Matai halo shachar. As the Book of Abraham says in Sozai. That's the point of the Mishnah Berurah. Wait a second. There was raining. And he went ahead then. It's raining. Here, he fell asleep. Yes, it wasn't raining. Not such a good comparison. So now once again, watch this. We have this Pesach Mikra Kodesh. Fell asleep. So what does it say? As soon as he wakes up, let's call this one. Must I wake him up? If a guy falls asleep with his tefillah on, what is he supposed to do? If the guy's nishir, I said, B'chayim, put on tefillah. I'm supposed to wake him up. That's what the second one is. I'm supposed to send me a tefillah. Right? Come on, Chavah. Okay, still going to wake him up. Same level. He fell asleep on Tzitzit, so you have to wake him up. Open to me. Rabbi Lazar by Shaharowitz. Anav Chavav. Give a look. Oh. Please look. See Rabbi Lazar by Shaharowitz this day. Yaakov the first. Says, let's keep one hand here to page Yud Gimel, one hand in the Gemara itself. The Gemara says, in the Shein Shinas Haroi Chutzasukh. Two reasons. One, Zera Shema Yerode, you may fall into a deep sleep. We all know that happens. Oh, take a nap for 5 minutes, wake up 8 hours later. Think about that too. Okay. You tell someone to wake after 5 minutes. Ask if they're on my shahashia. Arvach, Arvot Zorich. Your guarantor needs a guarantor. Rashi. Shema Afu Yishka Bisha. The guy is supposed to wake you up and himself fall asleep. We know about that too. Hello, Rabbi Yochanan. Meniach Rosho Ben Birkav Askinan. Between your knees, you can't sleep that long. Rav Omar. Ein Keva L'Shena. What does that mean? Ein Keva L'Shena. Rashi. Tisha Ein Keva L'Shena. Ein Bas Chilat Ben Keva L'Royal in Sukkah. Shein Adam Kofay Atzma L'Shena. Shein Pamim. Shein Oel Emanam Ne'mat. V'dayo B'kach. Hilchah Zuhi Shinoza. That's it. In 2 minutes. Oh, with me? Please turn to the Rebbe Lazar Vaishan. Page Yud Gimel. Top of column. Malchia. Otu also leishiv rega chutz l'sukkah. Opens film Shem Yivadeh. Can't sit there for a minute. Hey, what are you worried about? The guy's going to fall asleep. So we should all worry. We're all going to fall asleep. And here it means that Raya Pura. Shem Yoshei Me'atzmo Ein Shum Chashash Klal. Fall asleep by myself. Can't help it. No chashash. Rak Shachshof Elisha. I go lie down in bed. V'somech Al Chavero. V'asnich Azim Amamash. Osa Rishim Shinas Aroi. So he is a klar. The only time for prohibition, if you purposely premeditate and go down in line and go to sleep, you're just forced to be sitting up, it's not a problem. It's not a problem. Not a problem. You know why? Tell me. You always go to your bed, but you're forced to be forced to go on the couch. I ain't had your bedroom. So my bedroom's in the sukkah. I have a husband on the couch. I got my bedrooms in my bedroom, my bedroom in my circle. I fell asleep outside the bedroom. Ever follow me? Ever in the bedroom. That's where you're supposed to sleep at night. I'm speaking about especially Friday night, but not only Friday night. Still my store room. Out cold. I tell a joke at a non-Jewish maidservant in a house, a fine Jewish house. Found her one day with a Gemara in her hand. And they asked her, why have a Gemara in your hand? She said, I couldn't fall asleep. And the master of the house, every Friday night, he takes a thing in his hand, he falls right asleep. So, you know, but that's true. Was Yufei and I. It's further back. Chol Lava Manal, go to Yerushal. I think my name is always Yerushal. Zeir Hashem Yerode. It's page Dalet Kalt. End of the first. Yerushalmi. Sukkah, the Hoshiva, Simeon Chag.
ואידר שיצטרך לדרוק להוציא מהסוכה בשעה זה הכי דבר לעזר להכניס בשעה זה שינה. Your sukkah is not big enough to have a dining room and a bedroom. A box of vegetable fans. Whose sukkah is big enough to have a dining room and a bedroom? So the Rebbe says, the age tircha yisera, umet star betircha zu, inya, hoya lo tircha kazu vishet bebeso, lo hoya yoshet bebeso. Ain't no tzorach mishim b'sukkah. Come and start mishim b'sukkah on mishim b'sukkah. The biggest thing. Look at the Mishnah of Chesed and Beis. Kol shiva sayavi Adam oses kosso keva u'eso aroi. So your main house is a sukkah, and your regular house is considered to be secondary. Gentlemen, ever imagine the following case. It's very important. You have a main house, you have a secondary house, not sukkahs, during the year. What's a secondary house? It's a porch in the backyard, a guest house. Basement, an attic, you know, they're not your main place where you live. Okay? Just imagine that for whatever reason, you're left with two choices. Let's say, for example, normally, the only two people live in the house. That's it. The house, so they can have a very small dining room, and right next to it is the bedroom. No problem. Now they have 20 guests for Pesach for Sukkos, 20 guests for Shabbos. What would they do? I'm asking you with an honest question. I need an honest answer. I have a room which room is big enough for two people, for a bedroom and a dining room. Table for two. I have too many guests coming for a week. Okay? So my bedroom is now no room for it anymore. I have to make a table much bigger. 20 guests. The whole room is taken up by a table. I have two choices. Every night, whoever goes to sleep, I can bring my beds down out of the back to the room. Go to sleep. It's one choice. Second choice. I have an extra bedroom somewhere. I don't usually use it. My master bedroom is next to my dining room. Now I had to move the wall and make the whole master bedroom into a dining room. Instead of every single night, after people finish supper, move the tables away, bring back my beds, I'll sleep in the attic. What would you do? I'm asking you, the honest truth. Option one, every night, move away the table, bring back your beds and sleep in your master bedroom. Or number two, for that week, sleep in the attic. Who would do the first option, raise your hand? Who would do the second option, raise your hand? You're all about Baba Shechsidim. That's what the Rebbe is saying. That's what the Rebbe is saying. Because it says in the Mishnah, Kol Shivas Yavim, Adam Oseh Sukkos Keva. Peso Aroi. Your house becomes your secondary house. Yeah, but I'd rather sleep in my secondary house than schlep the beds and the tables and back and forth. That's exactly what the Rebbe said. And I'm high. The bigger sukkah. So it's so big that I can fit your and a bedroom and have this and that. I guess all ideally, you should do that. Most people can't do that. Can't make a sukkah big enough. I have two sukkahs. A sleeping sukkah and an eating sukkah. I have to have an Eretz Yisrael. It's hard for us to do that in this country, but that would be an ideal. But if you can't do that, it's just not feasible for whatever reason. And the Rebbe's right. Anyone follow me? This is a good svar. So far, so good. I want to read you the words of this beautiful Sefer, Hilchos Chag V'Chag. This is sleep at night. If you sleep by day, the sun is shining, it's not cold. Count the words. It's the last line on page Lamed Zayin in this book. Svar Loma She'im Balayla Ein Yoshein Af Biyom Vadai Eino Chayav. Why not? She'im Kovea Shinoso Pasuk. All quote. Let's repeat the words. Im balayla ein yoshein af biyom vada ein ochayef she'ein kovea shinoso pasuk. 13 words. What do these 13 words mean? What do they mean? Perhaps it means along the lines of what we just said. People establish bedrooms to sleep at night. People don't establish bedrooms to take a nap. You have a bed, you take a nap there too. Since the guy can't sleep at night, it's too cold. And the Rebbe said, moving the beds would do it in and out of the house with the karmic sauces, which is so hot, blankets and all that. So even though right now there's not even have any blankets because it's the daytime, it's not so cold. Don't do these things. It reminds me, when we spoke about Hochei Drachen, you may remember. Watch, I'll show you something to refresh your memories. Holchei Drachen, a term. Okay, calls a Holchei Bikfar Lekvar the Tvoch of Mosea. Hamak Sheshoa Bikfar Echad Gimel Odalid Yomim Chayav Lazos Shom Sukkah. When Moshe calls himself Simenzeh, it's Shorei Ha'ir. Okay, use a difficult expression. Listen carefully. Does it pay to make a sukkah? A mitzvah is priceless. If it came to do, does it pay to establish your own hut here? So if you're there 3-4 days, it pays. They say it is your slentzach. It's worth it. If you're there for 1 or 2 days, it doesn't pay. Maybe what Rabbi Karp means over here, Chuschai Bechad, to make a bedroom for the night pays. To make a new bedroom just for sleeping an hour during the daytime doesn't pay, quote unquote. Maybe that's what he means.
It's not the lotion is a match for that. I do see your point.
How do you?
It sounds like that you, because you weren't Kovea, you're Makom Dira in the Sukkah, but why? Well, you're not.
our gentleman, everyone in this shul, in this room, is a Talmud Chacham. Do you learn in the Sukkah? What do you learn? Sukkah. Let's discuss what it says. Open the Gemara, please. Chaf Ches Amid Beis. Let's end with this. Och, last few lines. Och, the shows of the time of Sukkah, Umeshane the Sukkah. You learn in the Sukkah. Gentlemen, you learn in the Sukkah. AD. Father Rabba, Mikro, Mr. Metal Alta, Utunuye, Barbie Metal Alta. What does Tanuya mean? Tanuya Mishnai is Tanuya. Mishnai, Tzayin Lashon. Tanuya, the Tav, is Aramaic from the Shin. Right? Lokash, Pog Migris of the Uni. Rashi, Pog the Migris. Gomar, last two lines. Trega Mishimadav. The Migris, Gemara, Abulo, Kamar, Vahayna, Shraita, Tzorach, Sukha. Vahayna, Mishnai. Just review the Gemara. The Uni, Pupu, Chakiris, Briskatiris, Babi went allowed. Babi allowed. Why is it Tysus, the last Tysus, the last line? Hadijan Tzorech, Machshava, Verochav, Avir. You gotta have clarity. Gotta have clarity. Clarity. It's just to learn Bekirs. How do you do in the Sukkah? To learn Bekir, this requires clarity. Open the Shulchan Aruch. Tov, Reish, Lav, and Tes. Siv, Dalet. Siv, Dalet. Kol Shiva, Sayyamim, Korei, Velomei, Betoch, Asuka. Ushamei, Vinu, Bedakte, Kamashi, Yikra. Vilma, Yochol, Lima, Tchutz, Asuka. Okay, that sounds like Rashi and Tosis. Rabosai, look at the Rach. The Rach, you all have the Rach in the Sardin Bar. Last line. No, the Rach is the next one. Take a look on, it's printed on Chav Tes now, print, there's a small little aleph there. A small little aleph there. Umeshane b'suka, Bukinda, the Migras uliyune b'svara, the Tzorach keva b'suka. Aval tuduye el arvute, Misha de Gemara, Abdalta. How do you like that? Same thing you have Achilas Keva and Achilas Aroi. It's also Libud Keva and Libud Aroi. When you sit and learn the Yud, that's Libud Keva. That requires a Sukkah. It's not a little Kiyas. Doesn't require a Sukkah. Take a look at the Ran. Quotes his spot. Take a look at the Ran, please. Is the Abbe Ibra the Uni Hare Keva Upoi Sukha Rach Uchumra of its Ravayu Kalhechad Lomitrid Ali Mitrid Ali Mistar Upotam and Asukha. They put it out and somehow not even mention it because it's too cold in Europe. It's always too cold to learn the Sukkah. What disturbs your concentration? What about? Oh, hold on. May open the Shulchan Aruch. pasuk al other pasuk. Tzarach here, watch this. Im tzarach svarim harbe b'torach ol alosa l'suka. Im atrichin osa. Right? Shom mekinos. Im tzarach rav ol tzir masod. It's far away. Why is the suka not so big tircha? Kavush says no. Like cover it. So the Alter Rebbe says you have to schlep your pillows. Right? So, you too. Show your pillows. Let's take a look at the Lavush. Identify the Lavush. We first see the Creator of God, and then we'll see the Lavush.
Rabbi, is there a reason why the quantified
Tircha? How do you quantify Tircha?
I don't know, but just moving books around doesn't seem like.
Well, depends on how many books you move. Take a look at the Lavush. One is a little more thing. Just one second, please. Just for a second. Try this. Close the Hefech. What the people going to say on this? Watch. Oh. Ashrei mi sheyesh lo suka b'yuchedes im ha'tanur. Bring a tanner. I want to translate tanner. A furnace. A heater. Bring a heater into the sukkah. Gentlemen, how can we help? He doesn't throw a sukkah. Who has a heater in the sukkah? Raise your hands. Who has a heater? Who has a heater? How can we have a heater? If you have a heater, you can sleep there and learn there. Let's go back to the old question. I have a room, which is my regular room. It's usually sight, sleep, I learn, I eat, whatever. The heat broke. In that room, there's no heat. No heat, none. No heat. I have two choices. Gentle, listen carefully. I go to the store, buy a heater. So I fix the heat. Or, room next door has heat. That's the choice. Not my main bedroom, not my main learning room. I go next door. Let's have a vote. Who is going to the store to buy here? Who's going to go next door to the other room? Same thing as we said before. Same thing as we said before. I want to show you one thing about the Rebbe. Look at the Lavush. We have to stop. The Rebbe. He talks here about bringing the svarim. So before he began in the Lavush. What more is that? Watch this. Kol shiva siyavim tzarim likos lima v'esach hasuka elam kei kori v'lo v'esa medrash. If you leave your house and go to Beis Medrash all year long, so you leave your sukkah's house, you leave your sukkah to Beis Medrash. Simple. Only for those who learn at home have this issue. And those who learn at Beis Medrash, never a problem. I'll do better. Lavush. Let's find the Lavush. And we're going to stop. Where is the Lavush? Is it here? Says you, it's too cold. Not everybody has enough pillows. Even if you have, Okay. Also, we don't say the sukkah anymore. That's the pasuk. That's the minhag. Yeah. Where's Sfarim? Let's say about Sfarim. It's got a bum steer, no? We saw the look at the Levush.